الحمد لله الذي لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عليما قديرا، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق، فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. وقال تعالى: وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا لهو ولعب وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في جسده عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم اجعل رزق آل محمد قوتا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and friends, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, who is in control of everything, and every ni'mat that we are enjoying is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. And the greatest ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is the ni'mat of iman. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast upon iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a death upon iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world for a very, very short and limited time. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: أعمار أمتي ما بين 60 إلى 70 وقليل منهم يجوز. That the average ages of my ummah will be between 60 and 70 years, and very few will surpass that age. So this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is very valuable. It's a very valuable asset in our hands. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life in order for us to make a preparation for the life of the akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this life, has given us this ni'mat of life in order for us to prepare for the life of the akhirat. And the ayat of the Quran which I recited, Allah subhanahu وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبُ. Allah Ta'ala says that this worldly life is only play and amusement. وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. And Allah Ta'ala says with emphasis that most definitely the life of the akhirat, or the abode of the akhirat, the hereafter, that is the real life, that is the actual life. With regards to our rizq in this dunya, that is totally in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we are also ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should earn our halal rizq. But whether a person works for 8 hours or he works for 5 hours a day, he will only get that rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is destined for him. Under the tafsir of this ayat, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to spread out rizq and sustenance for His servants, then they would transgress on this earth. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down rizq and sustenance in proportion to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. So there is a hadith Qudsi mentioned under the tafsir and commentary of this ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ لَا يُصْلِحُ إِيمَانَهُ إِلَّا الْفَقْرِ وَلَوْ أَغْنَيْتُهُ لَأَفْسَدَهُ ذَلِكَ. Allah Ta'ala says, some of my servants are such that the only thing that will keep their iman intact is poverty. If I have to test them with wealth, this wealth will drive them away from my obedience. إِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ لَا يُصْلِحُ إِيمَانَهُ إِلَّا الْغِنَى وَلَوْ أَفْقَرْتُهُ لَأَفْسَدَهُ ذَلِكَ. Allah Ta'ala is saying that Allah, who created us, who knows our needs more than ourselves, Allah says, some of my servants are such that the only thing that will keep the iman intact is wealth. If I have to test them with poverty, then this poverty will take them away from my obedience. Inni udabbiru amra ibadi bi'ilmi bima fi qulubihim inni alimun khabir. Allah Ta'ala regulates the affairs of His servants. Allah Ta'ala regulates our affairs. Allah Ta'ala says, knowing what is in their hearts. I am alim, I am all knowing, I am all informed, I know everything. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent us in this dunya that how we can prepare for the akhirat. The dunya has no value in the sight of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة ماء. أو كما قال, that if this dunya in the sight of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala was even equal to, in value, equal to the wing of a mosquito, if it had so much value also in the sight of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will not even give a disbeliever one sip of water to drink. If the dunya had any value in the sight of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Once, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu towards Bahrain. And he returned from Bahrain with some wealth. At that time they would give jizya, some sort of tax. And he returned with this wealth to Medina Munawwara. And we know the condition of the Ansar and the Sahaba was such that for days on end there would be no food in their homes. So the Ansar were excited that some wealth has come from Bahrain. So after Fajr Salah, they all went and gathered around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, looking at his Sahaba, he said, أَظُنُّكُمْ سَمِعْتُمْ أَنَّ أَبَا عُبَيْدَهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ قَدِمَ بِمَالٍ مِّنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ. That I can see that you got the vibe in our text. I can see that you have heard that Abu Ubaidah has returned from Bahrain with some wealth. Sahaba, he said, أَجَلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. There were no formalities. Yes, O Nabi of Allah, that is the reality. So they were kind of requesting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give them some of that wealth because they were in dire poverty. They needed that wealth. It wasn't for greed, it was need. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, أَبْشِرُوا وَأَمِّلُوا مَا يَسُرُّكُمْ. That take glad tidings and be happy and have hope in things that will make you happy. In other words, this wealth has come from Bahrain. Yes, I will give it to you. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried about the Sahaba, that the love of dunya does not enter their hearts. Thereafter he told the Sahaba, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا الْفَقْرَ أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ أَخْشَى أَنْ تُبْسَطَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا بُسِطَتْ عَلَى مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ فَتَنَافَسُوهَا كَمَا تَنَافَسُوهَا فَتُهْلِكَكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ. He said, Oh my Sahaba, by the Qasam of Allah, by the Qasam of Allah, I do not fear poverty over you. In other words, if you didn't get this wealth, I'm not so concerned about you. But my concern is how you will utilize this wealth. My fear, O my Sahaba, is that if Allah is to open up so much dunya to you, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened up dunya to the nations of the past, then, O my Sahaba, my fear is you must not start to compete and vie with one another in achieving this dunya. And O my Sahaba, it is my fear that this dunya must not become a means of your destruction as it was the means of the destruction of the nations prior to you. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hadith al-Qudsi, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلُ يَفْرَحُ عَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنُ إِذَا بَسَطْتُ لَهُ شَيْئًا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَذَٰلِكَ أَبْعَدُ لَهُ مِنِّي. Allah Ta'ala is saying that my servant who has iman, he becomes very happy when I open up for him dunya. Allah Ta'ala is saying this. He becomes very happy when I open up dunya for him. But وَذَٰلِكَ أَبْعَدُ لَهُ مِنِّي. But this dunya, he doesn't realize, is a means of him distancing himself from me. ويحزن إذا قترت عليه الدنيا وذلك أقرب له مني. An insan, he becomes distressed, he is grieved, he is depressed when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds back dunya from him. Another says, yet, me holding back dunya from him, this is a means of him gaining my closeness. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the ayat of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّمَا نُمِدُّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ نُسَارِعُ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ بَلْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And Allah says, that do the people think that when we open up for them dunya and we give them a lot of wealth and children, that this is a ni'mat? Allah Ta'ala says at times, if it's not utilized in the correct manner, Allah Ta'ala says for some people, نُسَارِعُ لَهُمْ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ, that we give them the good in this world in advance, and there is nothing for them in the akhirah. بَلْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, they don't realize that this is a fitna, this is a test for them, and there is nothing for them in the akhirah. Like how one hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that when you see a person who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him a lot of dunya. Despite him disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this person a lot of dunya. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that remember that this is istidraj. This is istidraj, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this person rope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this person rope. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, when they forget that which they were reminded to do, and they were told to do, they were instructed to do, when they forget the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala says, as a punishment, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, we open up to them avenues and doors of everything. A person is enjoying his drowning in this dunya. He's enjoying the bounties, yet he is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ustad used to explain by example, like how when a person goes fishing, and a person, he throws a line in the water, and now he waits for the fish to bite. And after some time, the fish bites on the bait. Now this person doesn't just reel the fish in. Rather, he opens his line, and he gives that fish rope. Now the fish is thinking that now I'm free, I got this lovely bait, this food, and it's enjoying itself in the water, because why? The line is open. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. Now suddenly, while that fish is enjoying itself, swimming around, not realizing there's no tension on the line, suddenly أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً, the fisherman suddenly, now he pulls his rod back, he closes his line and he reels that fish in. Now suddenly that fish is confused. Similarly, dunya, if a person is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person dunya, that is not a sign that Allah is blessing him, no. That is an azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And suddenly Allah ta'ala protect us, when the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come, then that person will be totally confused. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself would make this dua, Allahumma ja'al rizqa ali Muhammadin quta. O Allah, make the rizq and the sustenance of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quta. Quta in Urdu, they say baqadri kafaf. O Allah, make the sustenance of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just enough, just sufficient to fulfill their needs. Once there was poverty in the home of the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So some wealth had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some booty. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu told Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha that why don't you go to your father, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and request him for some wealth. Because of the condition of poverty in our home, go and request him. So she went and she knocked the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard that knock on the door, and he said, إِنَّهَا لَدَقُّ Fatima. That this is the knock of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she has come to us in such a time which is not usual for her to come. So when she entered the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after salam, in a very dignified manner, she said, O Nabi of Allah, the malaika, their nourishment, their food, is subhanallah, tasbih, to say subhanallah, tahleel, to say Allah, to say la ilaha illallah, takbir, to say Allahu Akbar. That is their form of sustenance, that is their food. In other words, in a very dignified manner, she was trying to request Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they are going through poverty, they needed some help and assistance. And wealth was in the possession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The spoils of war, some booty had come in at that time. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us and told Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, diverted her attention from dunya towards akhirat. And he told her that in shi'ti a'ataytuki khamsata a'nuzin. وَإِنْ شِئْتِ عَلَّمْتُكِ خَمْسَ كَلِمَاتٍ عَلَّمَنِيهِنَّ جِبْرِيلٍ. That, O Fatima, if you want, right now I can give you 5 goats. From the spoils of war, I can give you 5 goats. Right now you can go back with those 5 goats. But if you want, on the other hand, I can teach you 5 kalimat, 5 du'as, 5 words of supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam taught me. He said, O Nabi of Allah, please teach me those du'as. Despite that condition, despite the poverty, despite that halat and condition at home, but the focus was akhirat. The attention was the akhirat all the time. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, قولي, the sayyidah's dua, Allahumma ya awwal al-awwaleen, wa ya akhir al-akhireen, wa ya dal quwwati al-mateen, wa ya rahim al-masakeen, wa ya arham al-rahimeen. These 5 du'as. And she went back to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When she returns, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu sees to see what she brought, what dunya she brought. And she says, Oh Ali, oh my beloved husband, my respected husband, what can I tell you? I left you with the intention of dunya and I came back with akhirat. And what did he say? Khayru ayyamik. Khayru ayyamik. That this is the best day in your life. This is the best day in your life that you left with the intention of dunya and you returned with akhirat. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the ayat of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي حَرْثِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ حَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Where Allah ta'ala says, that person who desires the harvest of the akhirat, we will increase for him in the harvest, in other words, in the reward of the akhirat. And that person who desires the harvest and the reward of this dunya, we will give him what he wants in his dunya. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Yet this person will not have anything for him stored in the akhirat. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Hadith Qudsi, يَا ابْنَ آدَمْ تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي أَمْلَأْ صَدْرَكَ غِنًا وَأَسُدَّ فَقْرَكَ. That, O son of Adam, O insan, تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي. To understand this thing, in Arabic, there's a tense, تَفَرُّغْ, تَفَعُلْ, where Allah Ta'ala is telling us, despite all the necessities of this dunya, despite all your needs of this world, تَفَرَّغْ, make it a point to take out time for my ibadat, to devote yourself for my ibadat. And if you do that, أَمْلَأُ صَدْرَكَ غِنًا, Allah Ta'ala says that I will fill your heart with contentment, the wealth of contentment. Contentment is such a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua, Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Oh Allah, keep me content with whatever you have given me as rizq. Person can have a lot of wealth, but if he has no contentment, لو كان لابن آدم واديا من ذهب لا أحب أن يكون له واديان. If insan has one valley full of gold, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he is greedy so much that he would desire that Allah give me one more valley of gold. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma qad ni'ni bima razaqtani. That Allah, keep me content with my rizq. So Allah Ta'ala says that if you devote yourself with all your responsibilities and necessities, we're not saying person mustn't work, mustn't support his family. No. With all our responsibilities, Allah says, take our time for my ibadat. Make sure you're there for your salah. Make sure you discharge your zakat. If hajj is for us, make sure you go for your hajj. You fulfill the rights of one another. Your dealings are upright. Take our time for my ibadat. Allah Ta'ala says, I will fill your heart with contentment. وَإِلَّا تَفْعَلَ. And if you don't do that, if you don't take a time for my ibadat, Allah Ta'ala says, مَلَأْتُ يَدَيْكَ شُغْلًا. That Allah Ta'ala says, I will preoccupy you with so much of this dunya. Day and night your fikr will be dunya. You will spend your time and your energy and your efforts in acquiring this world. And Allah Ta'ala says, despite all of that effort, وَلَمْ أَسُدَّ فَقْرَكَ. And I will not put an end to your faqr and to your poverty. I will not put an end to your poverty. Because why? You are not taking your time for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected elders and friends, time is already up. Allah Ta'ala has sent us in this world. Our focus must be akhirat. مَنْ جَعَلَ الْهُمُومَ هَمَّا وَاحِدًا يَعْنِي هَمَّ آخِرَتِهِ The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who makes all his worries one worry, that is the worry of the akhirat. كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ هَمَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala will suffice for all his worries and the greatest need of ours. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because a person is making his concern the akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him risk and sustenance from such avenues that a person cannot even fathom. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability that together with our dunya, like Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, he mentioned, and I will end off on this, he mentioned, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا فُطُنًا طَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا وَخَافُوا الْفِتَنَا. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has some of his special servants and intelligent servants. What they have done, طَلَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا, they have divorced the dunya. وَخَافُوا الْفِتَنَا, and they are always afraid of trials. نَظَرُوا إِلَيْهَا, they looked carefully at this dunya. فَلَمَّا عَلِمُوا أَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ لِحَيٍّ وَطَنَا, when they realized that this dunya is not an abode for a person to live forever in. What they did? جَعَلُوهَا لُجَّةً وَاتَّخَذُوا صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا سُفُنَا. They made this dunya, they considered this dunya to be a stormy ocean. They considered this dunya to be a stormy ocean. وَاتَّخَذُوا صَالِحَ الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا سُفُنَا. And in order to be safe from the storm of this ocean, they made their good actions, they converted their good actions into ships. In other words, through the barakat of their good actions, Allah Ta'ala will save them from the storms of this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to always keep our focus on the akhirat, together with our responsibility of earning halal rizq, but our focus and our destination and our attention and our direction must always be the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.